At the age of 15, Kathy Young hit the charts and national tours with 1,000 Stars. She even got to go to Hawaii performing on the bill with the Everly Brothers. She grew up surfing up and down Southern California and loved hitting the waves in Hawaii every morning before performing later in the day. And it was actually the performance which presented its own special challenge.
During shows in Hawaii, the kids will come up and they'll put leis around your neck to the point where it gets up to your chin and someone will come off out of the wings and take all these off, and then more kids bring more and more and more. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And all of a sudden, I'm singing and nothing is coming out. I'm like, what? Ah, nothing. I can't sing. There's no sound coming out. And I got off stage and Phil Everly came over to me and he said, "You have laryngitis." He said, "You're going to have it for 24 hours and then your voice comes back perfect." He said, "It's this little tiny flower that some people are allergic to and you lose your voice." He was right. 24 hours later, the next night, the next show, my voice was back. So they asked that they not bring leis with those little tiny white flowers on them.
I never would have thought of that.
No, me either.
The worst I would have considered was maybe a bee coming out of one of the flowers. I mean, that's it. Wow.
Yeah. The next night, we were at Schofield Army Base. They had this great big stage. And I'm just looking at a sea of hats. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm in seventh heaven here. just all these men everywhere. I'm just 16, but still. Anytime I was on a show with anybody, I was always in the wings watching everybody. So I'm standing there watching the Everly Brothers, and their limo is pulled up there at the base of the stairs, ready for when they come off. They just jump in the limo, and, you know, they're gone. Okay. So I'm standing there watching them. And they come off the stage, the doors open, one of them jumps in, the other one, as he's coming down, grabs me, pulls me into the limo, and we take off. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been kidnapped by the Everly Brothers. So we leave the base in this big, long, black stretch limo. We go to the local radio station, which didn't happen to be too far away from Schofield. We walk in the door. Hi, guys. We're taking over tonight. You can take a break. So Phil and Don and I sat down and we took telephone requests and we talked to people on the air and played their calls that they wanted and told stories and everything and just having a great time. And I said to the guys, I said, you know, my mom and dad are probably wondering where I am. They might not have seen that you guys grabbed me and we took off. So over the air, we told the audience, we said, hey, if anybody has the number for Schofield Army Base, would you call them and tell Kathy's parents that she's okay? They had shut down the base because they thought I really had been kidnapped.
Oh, no.
Nobody had really seen them grab me and take me. And they thought I was truly kidnapped.
Oh, no.
It was so great. It's so sad, but so great.
Some sort of,
we had such a good time.
Oh, my
time.
Gosh. Incredible.
So then the next day, I'm back out on the waves, surfing out there all day. It was wonderful.
That was Kathy Young in San Bernardino soon with Legends of Doo-Wop and Rock and Roll Volume 2. More at affordablemusicproductions.com. Hear more with Kathy on the next KVC Arts, Wednesday night at 7 and Sunday night at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.